From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Utah lawmakers want to overhaul general education classes at the state's colleges. As KUER's Martha Harris reports, the plan would start with Utah State University.
Every Utah college student has to take general education classes in order to graduate. But Republican Senator John Johnson says these classes are often buffet style. He says students might graduate without understanding the ideas that shaped the formation of the U.S.
SB 334 seeks to change this by introducing a structured, integrated general education curriculum rooted in the foundational text and traditions of Western civilization.
Johnson's bill would give Utah State $500,000 in ongoing funding to create a general education center that fulfills his vision. If successful, the State Board of Higher Education could then expand it to other colleges. Democratic Senator Kathleen Reby was one of four senators voting against the bill. She said it was too narrow.
It neglects to discuss the social determinants of health, and it looks too far into the past, and it neglects sociology, psychology, and even our current history.
Johnson unsuccessfully ran a similar bill last year. This time around, he has the backing of USU. The bill passed the Senate and now heads to the House. Martha Harris, KUER News.
The federal government is considering selling three buildings in Utah. The Wallace F. Bennett Federal Building in downtown Salt Lake City is on the list. So are the IRS Service Center in Ogden and the Federal Building in St. George. The U.S. General Services Administration says they are not core to government operations and primarily consist of office space. Before any decisions are made, market research will be conducted and customer agency feedback will be sought. Utah's proposed state budget includes more money for the Sundance Film Festival. It's now pledging $3.5 million to keep the festival in the state. The Salt Lake Tribune reports Governor Spencer Cox had originally wanted $3 million. If approved, it would make Utah's bid competitive with Colorado. Supporters say the increase shows Utah understands the festival's role in the state's economy. Sundance goes back to Park City next year. Officials will announce where it goes next, later this month or in early April. The Davis School District has completed its settlement agreement with the federal government. That's according to the U.S. Department of Justice. The district settled with the DOJ in 2021. That's after a federal investigation found severe and persistent race-based harassment across Davis schools. In a statement, the DOJ noted the district's efforts to put in anti-discrimination remedies. It says they have met the requirements of the settlement and will no longer be monitoring the district. Nearly twice as many Latter-day Saints support same-sex marriage than they did a decade ago. That's according to new data from the Public Religion Research Institute. It found 53% support in its latest numbers. But that still falls below the national average of 67% support for same-sex marriage. The study did find that three-quarters of Latter-day Saints favor non-discrimination laws. That's on par with Americans overall. The Institute says just 1% of Latter-day Saints identify as LGBTQ. The Trump administration has signaled its support for Idaho's strict abortion ban. The Department of Justice says it will move to dismiss a federal lawsuit over emergency abortions. As KUER's Brian Larson reports, that could come as early as tomorrow.
Idaho's near-total ban went into effect in 2022. The Biden administration sued. It argued federal law required doctors to perform abortions in life-threatening situations. Idaho pushed back, saying its law did allow for emergency procedures. The Supreme Court stepped into the case last year. It handed down a narrow ruling that allowed hospitals to continue performing abortions in emergencies. But the court didn't resolve key legal questions in the case. Dropping the lawsuit would be among the Trump administration's first major moves on abortion. Brian Larson, KUER News.
The Utah National Guard started live artillery training this morning. It's at Camp Williams, 26 miles south of Salt Lake City. Loud booms are expected periodically through Friday. Most of the training is expected to happen between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. You are listening to KUER News.